On a recent Saturday morning, artists from around the region gathered at the Homewood Cemetery to turn chopped down trees into mushrooms.
All right, are you going to cut into that thing?
There's three mushrooms.
Oh, thanks. State College artist Ed Crow and his wife Janice are working on a morel mushroom, and Ed is about to transform a large three-pronged piece of wood. This is one of several public events surrounding the so-called Regenerations Project, which is overseen by Ken Thomas.
Regenerations is really the cemetery engaging with the art community here in Pittsburgh to make some arts and crafts from the trees they were salvaging.
At just under 200 acres, the 135-year-old Homewood Cemetery is expansive. It's a lawn park cemetery, which means it contains several open areas that will never be sold for plots, and it's not meant to be heavily wooded. Homewood Cemetery arborist Ashley Allen says over the years, some areas have become more wooded than intended, so trees need to be thinned in certain areas. Plus, every year, trees suffer from damage from storms or disease.
Posing a risk to either the monuments or stones around them or the people that come through here, we get a lot of joggers, people walking through the cemetery. So anything that's at risk of falling on its own in the near future, we took down ourselves to remove any risk of it falling on something we didn't want it to fall on.
Taking down the troubled trees is part of an ongoing landscape restoration project at the cemetery.
Last year we took down 40 trees and we planted over 100, so we didn't lose. Really, we gained over half the trees.
Regenerations' Ken Thomas says the wood from those cut down trees is being given away to artists and woodworkers from around the region.
Without making art with the wood, it would either be mulched or landfilled or used for firewood. And I'm sure that most people will agree that making fine works of art from it is much better use.
The project currently has about 12 active artists. One of them is Earl Johnson. The Swissvale woodworker makes fine art furniture.
Wood should tell you a story, where it come from and what it's about.
Speaking with Johnson, it's clear he's passionate about what he does. He says the furniture he creates will be his legacy.
Trees were a living thing at one time. You know, they had, you know, just like you and I, they were alive, you know.
When the trees are cut down at the cemetery, an inventory of the wood is taken, and artists are informed about the types of wood available for pickup. Johnson says it's a unique program because it provides real wood, which can be quite costly and sometimes of questionable quality when obtained elsewhere.
Wood is a hot item in this economy that we live in. You got compressed board with glues and formaldehyde, all kind of crazy stuff to catch on fire. But you want some good, solid, exotic woods like the oak trees you're cutting down here and walnuts and different variety of wood. You can make things that will outlive you.
The raw nature of the Homewood Cemetery tree wood also presents some challenges. Edric Florence is another project artist. He makes wood turnings, including artisan bowls from the wood and root balls.
There's no guarantee that as you cut any of this thing, or whether it's above, the piece of wood is above ground or below ground, you're not guaranteed anything. You can cut it open and be total waste, you know, so you don't know if it's cracked, dry rotted, bug infestation, or just fell apart. So, you know, hopefully as we harvest these different things and we can, it'll come to fruition, but sometimes that's not a guarantee.
Plus, these trees have been around for decades.
You'll find things in the wood that's grown, the tree has grown around it, insulators, wire, nails, bullets. You know, this is raw wood that you've taken before the Lowe's and the Home Depot's.
Homewood Cemetery arborist Ashley Allen says the Regenerations Project is a chance to give the trees a sort of second life, and adds the plantings at the cemetery are often more than what they seem.
Because a lot of these trees were planted by family members of people who are buried here, so they're not just a random tree that grew in the park. That tree meant a lot to somebody when it was planted. So in this way, they get a chance to live on and be more important. They can really make a difference instead of just disappearing.
The works created from Homewood Cemetery trees will be showcased this spring and summer through public exhibitions and auctions, private sales, and events such as the Early May Mushroom Carving. The finished products from that event will be on display at various East End businesses. In addition, plans are underway to open a public arboretum in the future. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.